Welcome to the book on being unsuccessful. It's not all that bad after all. This is the introduction. I'm doing it by podcast because in general I have to do podcasting to basically improve. Now, this is the introduction, so I will talk about the origin story of this book. I was outside the local Scout Hall, picking up my Scout children, and I met someone and listened to his story a little bit, and I just mused, you know, I could write the book on being unsuccessful. You know, it's not all that bad after all. And then I thought, I should write a book, and I sort of imagined it as the sort of book that you would have in airports. You know how you have the 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. It's usually a number with a fairly simple thing. So in the long-haul flight, you can sort of lose your concentration. And then I'm up to number 2. I can't remember what number 1 is. If there's a number scaffold, you can remember it. But I sort of, within a muse, there's sort of 2 things I thought that book would be left on the shelves. Everyone else would buy every other book, but they'd leave this book on the shelf. And then it began to sort of unpick the actual sheer contradictions of being unsuccessful, because it would be a successful, unsuccessful book if it was left on the shelves. It would be successfully unsuccessful in being unsuccessful. Sort of that confusion that got through him. But then he said, that's a great book. I might actually write it myself, and I can well imagine that I would labour away on it, and someone will steal my idea and get it out there before me. So I'd be even unsuccessful at writing a book on how to be unsuccessful, and it's all the natural contradictions. But there's a sort of serious side to it, in that we are, as say the Roman culture was oriented on war at all costs, we are sort of have a cult of success. Everything has to be successful, and so much so that it's actually affecting our way that we can think. So on this, I have to do some cardiac rehab. You'll hear about that story a bit later on. So I got up in the night and got out my podcasting little phone, a beautiful little thing called a VP10. I should warn you that they don't last forever. They do have a time where they actually just give up the ghost all of a sudden, in a rather dramatic way. Well, not a dramatic way, but they sort of give up the ghost halfway through, and they just stop working. But we'll get back to it. So I set out and began to actually start to just ramble on randomly about chapter 1 before I realised I probably needed an introduction, which is this one here. And I continued on looking at this sort of the mathematics and the contradictions of success and lack of success, and people's lack of success is someone else's success, and the various permutations of that, which actually really exposed, I felt, the actual stupidity of society, being absolutely how you expose stupidity by being one element more stupid. So I was going along, and then I sort of at the end noted that the record light was stuck on no matter what I did. I'd switch it off, and so eventually I had to take the battery out on return home, and it turned out that the poor old VP10, it's fantastic little Olympus stuff, is as dead as a doornail. It cannot be revived. I've got to get some sort of scheme to get my money back on it, because it's more expensive. It's the more it's the sports car of dictaphones. It's the size of a pen. It goes through, and it's got its own sort of little in-depth sort of it's almost keyhole surgery to program it. But so my first attempt at getting down the very first ideas on the book of being unsuccessful, it's not that bad after all, The very first attempt was unsuccessful, amazingly unsuccessful. And if I didn't know it, I would say that there'd be a God. There's lots of things which I come across which the actual probability of the sequence of events happening exactly as they are, appearing dreadful but then turning out to be okay, is absolute, for me, evidence of a God, even though I am an atheist. And so this struck me that even on one of my core beliefs, that being an atheist, I'm not quite successful as being an atheist. I have these sneaking feelings that things just couldn't happen in that particular way. There must be some divine being. And so perhaps there was a divine being in trying to actually have their little comment on how I could be unsuccessful by actually being unsuccessful with my dictaphone at the start, making it break up and not letting me know that it wasn't working, so I rabbited along to go ahead. So even in my core beliefs, I was unsuccessful, but it's one of these things which I think is going to right itself, because it is a real mind-twisting topic of the way that being unsuccessful is a form of success, and you know, what does it mean anyway? There's sort of these contradictions within contradictions which exist. If you don't go for success, every success is all the way up. So that ends this introduction, and I'll start to get on into, I suppose, mathematical scenarios to do with success and mathematical observations to see how this unplugs, and then I will describe my most unsuccessful life where things haven't gone that well, but I don't think people are paying very much attention. They're so obsessed with actually their own degree, their own story of success, the fact that I'm not successful in my little part. That's just another plant, another tree, another sort of obstacle, another rock in the road. It's because it's so obsessed with success. Someone not being successful, and even a book about not being successful, is inconsequential. It's one of the beautiful things to being left alone, and perhaps one does want to be left alone if you only enjoy so many hours of useful life on Earth. Thanks for listening. The next one will be chapter one of the book on being unsuccessful. It's not that bad after all.